kicking the show off this morning, there's so many stories out there I wanted to share, but this one seemed the most fun.
Okay.
We need fun right now.
Let's have some fun.
So you grew up in Florida. You are familiar with seagulls.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen one in person that I'm aware of.
Really? Well, I've seen them as close as Campbellsville. They were in Campbellsville one time, a flock of them. So
a flock of seagulls?
A flock of seagulls.
You went and saw the band in Campbellsville?
No.
Did you run so far away? I take that back. I have been to San Diego, and I saw some there.
Okay.
I forgot about that. So, seagulls are pretty smart.
Yes, they are.
So get this. A new study shows they alter their eating schedules to your eating schedule. It turns out that in one coastal town in the United Kingdom, they studied seagulls for a year. And as they adjusted the children's lunch break schedule and snack schedules out on the playground and where local restaurants would have outdoor seating, that's when the seagulls would show up.
Well, of course, because there's food around. That's what seagulls do.
They said they would fly out, sit, and wait. And then when the food came out, they would descend.
Oh, that's why they put like netting over restaurants, outdoor restaurants and stuff. So the seagulls, you know, so it's harder for them to get in. So just don't eat outside if you can help it.
Do you know what another word for a flock of seagulls is?
What?
A Steven.
A Steven.
Steven seagulls.
Oh, gosh.